This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the India Bloc made last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Meanwhile, polling teams are being dispatched to their stations from today. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties have been sent to 225 polling stations in the sensitive districts of West Singhbhum, Latehar, Lohardaga, Gadhwa and Gumla. To support this, Indian Air Force helicopters are being used to transport polling officials safely. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer has suspended Under Secretary Sanjay Kumar Srivastav following violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Voting for the second phase in the state will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. Campaigning also concluded today for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states and for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat. By-polls will be held on Wednesday for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. In Maharashtra, political parties have ramped up efforts with rallies and road shows to secure voters' support for assembly polls. Voting in the state on all 288 constituencies will be held on 20th of this month. Meanwhile, BJP has urged the Election Commission to take action against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he has once again attempted to spread falsehoods regarding the Maharashtra Assembly polls. The ruling party called on the poll panel to act against the Congress MP for gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct, referring to a section of speech in Mumbai last week. A BJP delegation led by senior party leader Arjun Ram Meghwal met the chief election commissioner in this regard today and urged to file an FIR against the Congress leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Dr. Naveen Ram Gulam on his historic electoral victory in Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he extended an invitation to Dr. Ram Gulam to visit India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together to strengthen special and unique partnership. The first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. During the conversation, both the leaders exchanged views on enhancing cooperation in various areas, including trade and economic ties, energy, connectivity, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the efforts made by both sides to further strengthen India-Russia's special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi extended his warm greetings to President Putin, saying that he is looking forward to continued exchanges with him. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved 3 projects of around 726 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, Odisha and West Bengal. These projects have been approved under the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. The Home Ministry in a statement said that the committee has approved around 148 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, 201 crore rupees for Odisha and nearly 377 crore rupees for West Bengal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today reaffirmed India's commitment to enhancing connectivity, market and investment links to achieve 100 billion in trade with Russia by 2030. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the India-Russia Business Forum in Mumbai. The National Investigation Agency today conducted extensive searches at multiple locations across the country. The searches were conducted in Jammu and Kashmir, Karnataka, West Bengal, Bihar, Tripura and Assam in connection with the activities of some Bangladeshi nationals as part of terror group Al-Qaeda's conspiracy to destabilize the country. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index AQI of 352 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, defending champion India began their campaign defeating Malaysia 4-0 in their opening match at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.